Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Sunday morning, April 6th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Georgia Society of CPAs applauds passage of House Bill 148, enhancing CPA licensure pathways and practice mobility. The Georgia Society of Certified Public Accountants, GSCPA, celebrates the passage of House Bill 148, the Public Accountancy Act of 2025, by the Georgia General Assembly. This legislation introduces new pathways to CPA licensure, allowing candidates to qualify with a master's degree in accounting or a bachelor's degree with relevant experience. It also enhances practice privilege mobility for out-of-state CPAs. GSCPA CEO Boyd Search highlights the importance of these changes in meeting the demand for skilled accounting professionals. Chair Catherine Fletcher emphasizes the need to evolve licensing standards to support Georgia's reputation as a hub for accounting excellence. The unanimous passage of HB 148 reflects a collaborative effort among lawmakers, regulators, professionals, educators, and GSCPA members. Approval from Governor Brian Kemp is awaited, with expectations of a positive impact on the accounting profession and business landscape in Georgia.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As our NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io, we encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.